أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the 8th chapter of this book called Burunsi. And the incident is narrated by his wife, Khanum Masume Sabakhiz. After the Revolutionary Guards Corps was established, Abdul Hussein got so busy that he barely got time to breathe. One day he would spend at IRGC and the other day he would spend at home. Sometimes he would spend days back to back at IRGC. During the earlier days, he was not even paid for his services. However, later on when he started receiving his pay, it was so little that we barely made it hand to mouth. That's why most of the days he used to work at the nights too. The house we were staying at was just 40 square meters. I told him many times that this house is really small for us. We have 5 kids. We have to think about moving into a bigger house. However, he was so busy that he did not even get time to think about this either. Forget about actually going out and looking for a new house. I was hoping for something good to happen in the future. However, since the war broke, I lost all hopes for a better and bright future. Now, it was pointless to expect anything from him. He had gone for his training for a month. During that time, I sold the old house and bought a new one, just few blocks away. I remember we did not have much stuff at home, so we packed everything and with the help of the kids, I had it loaded on a trolley and was dragging it along towards our new house. On our way, I met Abdul Hussein. He was super shocked looking at me with all our stuff loaded in the trolley and the kids walking along with me. He came to me, we exchanged salam and greetings and asking each other's wellness. He said, "Where are you all going?" I said, "We bought a new house just a few blocks away." He smiled and said, "It must be bigger than our existing house." Then he asked, "How did you manage to get the money for it?" I replied, "Don't worry, we will work out something or the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all benevolent." I was sure he will not be upset with me for taking this decision. He saw the new house and was very happy with it. It was not in the best condition, but wasn't bad either. The lawn was still a mess and the boundary wall was poorly built. Abdul Hussein inspected the house and said, "This is a good house for our kids, nice and spacious." Now we had fully moved to our new house and Abdul Hussein had also left for the front line. We had a very peaceful stay for a few days until the day when it started raining. As long as it was drizzling, there was no problem. But when it started raining heavily, that's when all the trouble started. We were sitting in a room and suddenly I felt some wetness on my head. When I looked up, the roof was leaking. I just went numb for a few seconds. Then I quickly ran into the kitchen and got a bowl and placed it at the spot. For a moment, I thought it's taken care of. But suddenly I heard my son shout from the other room, "Mom, the roof is leaking in this room too." Literally, the roof was leaking in every room. Without exaggeration, let me tell you, we had used up all the utensils of the kitchen to cover the dripping spots. By the time the rain stopped, we were all tired and drained. Now, I was waiting for Abdul Hussein to return. Finally, he returned. However, he did not come by himself. He was brought home by the IRGC. He was severely wounded. Next day, Mr. Ghazali and some other officers came to visit him. Suddenly, it started raining again and the roof of the room started leaking. Mr. Ghazali addressed one of the kids and said, "Show me your room and the other rooms." He then realized that the roof of the whole house is leaking. We were busy placing bowls and pans at the dripping spots. After some time, they all left. Hardly an hour had passed that one of the IRGC officers returned and said, "Mr. Ghazali wants to see Abdul Hussein and I have come to fetch him." I said, "You know his condition? He is badly wounded." The officer said, "Don't worry, we have come with a car. We will take him along and drop him back." Then he took Abdul Hussein along with him. Inshallah, rest of the content will be covered in the next chapter. Until then, Al-Tamasi Dua, Khuda Hafiz.